Welcome back to So Many Comics, So Little Time, Superhero Reviews. My name is Roger, and this is the second review of the new miniseries, Batman, Santa Claus, Silent Night. So this is the second issue. This is a comic book published in December of 2023, and it features Batman teaming up with Santa Claus. Not the Santa Claus we know from all the TV cartoons and such. It's a little bit more like the Santa Claus or the Kris Kringle or however you want to call him version we see in the Harry Dresden Wizard series by Jim Butcher. The Santa Claus who's basically a proto-Norse mythological figure leading the wild hunt or being a part of the wild hunt with the Norse pagan gods. So there's some, you know, Santa Claus mythology here. It's more old school, old world rather than the Thomas Nast, you know, jolly old elf with the big knapsack and the big stomach and the pipe and the friendly demeanor that you set out for, you know, milk and cookies. So having said that, this is the second issue, and this review, by the way, is both for the audio listeners, a podcast, and we are putting together a video with slides of images from the comic book. So regardless of which format you're viewing slash listening to, the content is basically the same. So here we go. So the cover of the second issue, the regular cover, not the variant, shows Batman and his old longtime buddy, as we turned out, they've known each other a while, Santa Claus. And in the background behind them is our presumed villain, Krampus. If you go with the old Northern European Santa Claus Krampus mythology. So opening image here is of Robin looking kind of like Damian, the son of Batman, being somewhat, how should we say, full of wonderment, because he was like in the previous issue, like Santa Claus is real. And it's like, remember, Damian's still a kid, right? And he's, you know, raised by the League of Assassins, and he's a rather cynical young man. So the look on his face is just kind of classic. So in the previous issue, we had Batgirl and Nightwing helping Batman and Robin and Santa deal with these vampiric creatures called the Draug, who are connected to Krampus. We're not exactly sure how at this point. So we have, and Zatanna was also in that issue, and she was injured, specifically to take out the magic user and the team. So Santa is dealing with her, trying to get her to recover. And so we have a pretty interesting shot of the Batcave, and the team is trying to figure out what's going on. And Batman has a magic box given to him by Santa Claus. And a gift, I should say, I would think. And he opens it up, and we have, like, imagine holograms, right? But this is Santa magic. So they are basically watching past events involving Santa and Krampus. And it turns out Krampus isn't that bad a dude in the old days. His job was to scare the children. And Santa's job was to convince them to be good. And as it's stated by Nightwing, by one of the team, that, worst cop, you know, bad cop, worst cop routine. And Santa and Krampus are trying to get them to the kids to be good. And Nightwing's interesting comment here is, interesting, they brought order to chaos by scaring the wicked while looking at Batman, who, of course, you know, Batman, that's kind of his gig. So we get the story, backstory between Santa and Krampus. Krampus kind of was mistakenly believed to, spoiler alert here, to have eaten some children, which is kind of like his, you know, MO in mythology. And Santa banished him to the nether realms. And kind of similar to how Odin banished Loki in the early Thor comic books going over to Marvel. And so we find out that Santa was mistaken. Krampus was just messing around, but Santa kind of lost his cool, and Krampus is kind of lost out in wherever he sent him. And it's, Santa is full of guilt, and, he did this to his friend, blah, blah, blah. So we have a little aside where Batman is saying, please take care of Zatanna. How's she doing? And Santa's saying, I'm doing my best with her. So we get to the stage where the heroes go on the offensive to take out the Draug, who are these vampiric-like creatures. They fear the daylight, right? They're like these bat creatures, ironically. And so I guess Batman would know how to fight bat creatures, right? So we see a hero disguised as one of these Draug toss in a bomblet, and to basically lead them out into the open. And so we find out it is Miss Martian, who, of course, being a Martian, can assume any form, any shape. And she leads them out to an ambush, and we see some green fletched arrows striking the Draug. And then we see Green Arrow saying, glad I kept some of those wooden arrows. And he's teamed up with, of course, Black Canary. And remember also, these are bat-like creatures. Bats get around with their hearing, bat radar, right? Okay, I'm not going to get into the biology of bats because I don't really know that, but I know they have like this super hearing radar thing. And of course, Black Canary's superpower is this canary scream. So we see her, doing her little thing, screaming, the Draug plummet, their ears are bursting. And then of course, a great, great artistic rendition of Green Arrow shooting off his arrows. The art here is very good in this comic book. And then we see Krampus in the moors of Scotland. He's talking to someone. Someone's controlling him. We don't know who yet. This is part of the mystery. But he is summoning up these angelic-looking creatures, also from these nether regions, this other dimension. They look like, angels with feathered wings. I'm assuming they're not nice, since they're bringing someone by Krampus here. So we'll see what happens. And then, we flip back to the combat between the Draug and our team, and kind of like perfect counterpoint to the opening shot of Robin staring in wonderment at like Santa is real, to where another superhero shows up, and it's like Batman says, it's him. I knew he'd hear about this. And we see the red and blue and gold streak come down with thoom hitting the ground. And Superman says, you never said that you knew Santa. And the look on his face is like, Santa? Remember, this is Clark Kent. This is the Boy Scout of the team. So perfect counterpoint to the look Robin had at the very beginning. So I mentioned the art, which is very good. It's fun. It is, art is done by, I'm opening up the front page here, we're at the splash page. So the art is by Michelle Bandini, did the art in the previous episode, or previous comic, very good. And also Trevor Harsine, colored by Alex Sinclair, written by Jeff Parker. And again, this is the previous issue's writer. The whole thing is just good. And I am looking forward to the third installment, which should be coming out here pretty soon. This is a weekly miniseries. So whether you're listening on the podcast or watching / listening on YouTube, I hope you enjoyed this review. This is a good comic book if you're into Batman at all or any of these heroes. The writer gets them down perfectly. So with that, if you like this, please like and subscribe and leave comments if you wish. And at this point, we will sign off and look forward to taking a look at the third installment, which will come out very soon. All right. This is Roger Lee with So Many Comics, So Little Time. Thank you for listening. Take care. And if you celebrate, Merry Christmas.